This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is World Radio Day. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu.
Our producer, of course, is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
And this is Enterprise BizBytes. We are talking about the idea of open hiring. No interviews, no background checks, no drug tests. Where the job is available, just answer three yes or no questions, and the job is yours. It's a new philosophy called open hiring, and it works in some places. We were giving you an example of the body shop where they've used a whole bunch of people in their distribution centres. They hire more than 200 people as seasonal staff, and it turns out that monthly turnover in these distribution centres dropped by 60%. Basically, the philosophy is if somebody really wants a job, they're going to work hard to keep that job and not just leave it because it's a seasonal thing and they don't really want to do it. We're asking you the question of whether or not you'd consider open hiring here in Malaysia. And if you were to do so, what three questions would you ask? Or just any question, what question would you ask these potential hires? Let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We do have a poll running over on Instagram. The number over there has shifted ever so slightly at 61% now of you saying no, you wouldn't consider it.
After listening to us.
Yeah.
Okay, which also leads to the next hiring story, which I think is open hiring in a grand scale.
In a different way, yes.
This is a story that came out from CNN, but JD.com is hiring 20,000 people who can't work because of the coronavirus. And so 20,000, a huge number. And of course, Hong Kong is the world's second biggest economy. JD.com is one of China's largest e-commerce firms, has promised to open up more than 20,000 new positions. It's hiring warehouse workers, couriers and drivers, sort of linking up to the body shop, yeah. The jobs are meant to minimize the impact of the epidemic on employment in the short term. The company says some of the positions will be temporary. I can understand that. So Dada Group, a local on-demand delivery provider that's backed by JD, will create an additional 15,000 positions. JD.com supermarket chain 7Fresh will also reach out to employees from restaurants, hotels, cinemas and retail outlets that are temporarily closed due to the virus. And these workers will be eligible for new short-term positions, including shop clerks, packaging assistants and delivery couriers, according to the company. Alibaba also announced a similar plan this week. On Monday, introduced an employee sharing scheme that would allow those who work in hospitality, dining, movie theatres, department stores and various other businesses to find temporary jobs at the company. It declined to share an estimate on how many workers will be eligible. And I don't know whether this is, you know, Big Brother telling these companies to do this, but it is something, it's the right thing to do, I guess. And of course, delivery and all that will continue. Or food deliveries, because people are not going out, right? So JD.com said on Wednesday that its logistics unit has taken at least 700 employees from more than 10 companies, adding that the firm is continuing to work with partners, staffing agencies and restaurants. Workers are sorting packages at delivery station with JD.com are also now coming in. One of the company's divisions, JD Taochia, which is a popular online service that delivers groceries and fresh produce for supermarkets, will recruit about 5,000 workers. Online, of course, online shopping has been rising as tens of millions of people stay quarantined at home. I know that I was talking to this friend, and numbers have increased again in China, not in Hong Kong, with the number of people with the virus. A friend of mine in Hong Kong, who is a lecturer, said classes have been obviously
postponed,
but they're doing online. Lectures, and my friend said attendance is a lot higher.
Yeah,
because they don't have to leave the house, so it's like 100% attendance. They're taking,
which is a great initiative,
right? I mean, well,
I think
it is right, and that's the way of the future as well. And this situation has forced them to get people comfortable with learning online.
I mean, when I read this story this morning, part of me was, like you say, Frida, the whole idea of a Big Brother and, you know, people can't work right now. There's no ifs, ands or buts about that. You know, there are companies in China right now and cities that are on complete lockdown where nobody can go out. And even cities so far have been locking some of their their citizens inside their homes. You know, they cannot leave. So finding ways of somehow employing these people and allowing stuff like online businesses to kind of flourish. And we know that China have been doing a lot towards online employment in one way or another, whether it's kind of doing stuff for JD.com in the back end of stuff or Alibaba on the back end of stuff. You know, they're at the forefront of all of this kind of thing. The idea for food delivery, though, you know, people really, really need that right now as well. And I've got friends over there who said essentially that the only people you're seeing on the roads in some of these cities are the food delivery drivers and the taxi drivers. And even some of the taxi drivers are now operating as a secondary job where they're delivering parcels and where they're delivering groceries and stuff to people who just cannot get them.
Okay. You know, this year in China is particularly important because it marks the conclusion of the government's 13th five-year plan,
yes,
during which it promised to establish a moderately prosperous society and end poverty. And I think this has a huge impact on events, on everything, right? Hotels and all that. I was supposed to go to Hong Kong and that got, you know, cancelled because, it got cancelled and there were about, I think, 150 people from around the world that were supposed to attend that event as well.
Just that, a lot of people just decided not to travel as well, right?
And I'm sure like, the repercussions, I don't know, like in Malaysia, whether there are less events as well.
There are.
Yeah?
I can tell you that for a fact. I was supposed to go to an event this weekend just over at Mid Valley, and that has been cancelled with this with the coronavirus in mind. We need to take a break, ladies and gents. Do let us know, though, about this. Would you ever open hire somebody? What three questions would you ask, or any question that you might ask somebody? No interviews, no background checks, no drug tests. When there's a job available, just answer three yes or no questions. If you can answer correctly, the job is yours. New philosophy. It's called open hiring, and it works. 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Meanwhile, it's the Hoodoo Gurus with What's My Scene when we come back. How radio changed the world. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.